Coming more than 100 years after the so-called Scramble for Africa, the report by two Africa specialists reads a little like an in-depth analysis of deal-making and backstabbing in the areas of development, peacekeeping and promotion of democracy. However, before considering what's worked well and what's not, we asked one of the report's authors whether following a history of invasion, attack and occupation, if Africans would see greater cooperation as advantageous to them.
Well, it is in some senses because it limits the room for manoeuvre if you can play one country off against another. And there are very few benefits to rivalry continuing in the way it did in the past.
That's Gordon Cumming from Cardiff University. He gave us two recent examples of how cooperation had helped both France and Britain.
The French now help Britain on Zimbabwe within the European Union, and the British now help the French on Côte d'Ivoire within the United Nations. Now, before, that was not the case.
Tony Schaefer from the University of Portsmouth says cooperation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, neither a former French or British colony, could be more beneficial.
It's a country that's right in the middle of Africa, borders on both Francophone and Anglophone countries, that could potentially, if things went badly wrong there, could destabilise the whole region. So both France and the UK have a shared interest in promoting, developing, maintaining stability. There's a large French presence on the ground there, with, for example, British money funding projects which perhaps the French would be delivering.
With France now a paid-up member of NATO and a new defence alliance between the two old colonial powers, we could be seeing a lot more cooperation in Africa.
Some of the changes which have been announced on the defence front are mould-breaking. If it is possible for Britain and France to make a deal on that basis, to actually cooperate and share essential defence assets, it should not be impossible to cooperate on Africa, which is something which is much less contentious, much less at stake.
At the end of the day, much of the British Academy-funded report concludes that it's relationships that are key to successful Anglo-French cooperation.
Very often it's just a difference of resources, a difference of means at disposal, and no particular pressure from the capitals in Paris and London for the two countries to work together. It's individuals on the French and the British side who happen to get on, who have built up a reserve of trust, and on that basis will work together to deliver specific outcomes.
So, unlike the French and British rivalry during the scramble to Africa, and the misguided values of commerce, civilization and Christianity, this report envisages an end to quarrels over security, development aid and governance, and outlines a better approach for France and Britain in Africa.